candy season's coming up.
That's right, bitch.
We're excited about it. Halloween to some.
I'm not excited. I'm scared.
Yeah, boo.
I'm scared of gaining weight.
You know, I mean, how much weight could you possibly gain?
I could gain a lot, bro. I'm at 260 right now.
Yeah.
I've weighed as much as 320 in my life.
I can't wait till you're
320.
You're one of those bedroom guys.
You've weighed 60 pounds
yes, more than
this.
I am right now.
Dude,
first of all, I don't appreciate the way you said this.
I'm going to start. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start carrying you up and down the stairs every day.
Okay.
And then feeding
like
you
training.
Candy.
No.
Like Paul Bunyan with his ox.
I don't want that.
I remember one day the wrestling team in high school used to give each other piggybacks and run laps. I was
and
like
you were so jealous.
I was like,
you'd watch the wrestling team. You said, I wish somebody would manhandle
like,
me like that.
Yeah.
I wish I could be wrestled with.
No, I thought
and
that
And they're
that
like, sorry,
weird.
The 7th grade girls wrestling team yeah. doesn't have any more
I'm
spots.
On, I'm sorry, the JV dick sucking, girls dick sucking
nice.
Team.
It's not even wrestling. That's sucking dick.
Yeah, no, you were on the
different sport.
You know? You were on the special education
yeah.
attaché schools, girls, infants.
No, dude,
dick sucking.
I was varsity.
I was, they put a yes. very tiny little dick on a tee,
mm-hmm.
on a t-ball tee,
uh-huh.
and then you walk mm-hmm. up and they have to hold your shoulders because your stupid bobbly head can't carry its
varsity,
own weight. And then they go, there you go, good eye, good eye. And then you just limply place your head on the tiny dick.
I was varsity MMA, dude.
No,
I was too good for the high
varsity,
school.
Varsity karate?
Yeah, I was too good for high school. They had me go into prisons because I was too powerful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bro, you're looking at varsity damn football.
Yeah. You're the guy they
wrestling.
Send into a
Adam
prison
Magnus school.
During a riot.
Dude,
the prison,
Polytechnic.
The prison is rioting and they said, we demand the most satisfactory, delicious rape.
Well, no.
They sent me in. Years, and they
no,
sent Adam
no, no, no.
in.
They sent me in. They're like...
And his ass is like a fucking memory foam pillow.
No,
oh,
yeah. no,
just
no,
sink
no.
right into it.
Yeah,
like a beauty rest.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. When there are race riots yeah. at the prison, they send me in. They're like,
they dangle you.
No, no, no,
damn,
no, no,
I think my sleep number is Jewish.
Let me finish. They need someone that the Nation of Islam, the Aryan Brotherhood, that the Latin Kings will all equally hate the same amount to
mm-hmm.
bring peace to the prisons.
Good
and
thing
that
you paused the nice fun riffs we were about to do for that one.
Yeah.
I had the momentum going.
Do your riffs.
It's over now. I was going to say they dangle you down like with a pulley in a fucking crowded thing and everyone kind of snaps.
I felt like we were going somewhere with his mattress
yeah.
ass. But
yeah, exactly.
What about the mattress? Why?
Sleep number bed is Jewish. Was good. I was going to say something about fuck number.
I don't even get that. What
it doesn't matter anymore, man.
Okay.
First of all, you're not supposed to get anything.
I was trying to make fun
These
of,
jokes are not for you.
I was trying to make fun of me with you so I could feel part
I'm
of it.
I'm sorry. I get really bored of making fun of you all the time.
Yeah, and then something like this happens. And then
it's just such an easy street to walk down.
No, it's fine when it's
I
fun.
Feel like, you know, it's like in my old drinking days when I'm like, I gotta stop drinking, and then I have one beer,
oh,
and I'm like, no, I
feels
don't.
Awesome, yeah.
Why do I gotta stop drinking? And then I start driving, I'm like, all right. This is why.
And then you're like, let me check the mail real quick, the mailbox that you've just fucking ran into.
Yeah,
sitting in your passenger seat.
Good, dude. Yeah, just like that.
How many mailboxes did you take down, would you say?
Mailboxes? None, really. The only things I ever really hit,
fruit carts,
were
countless
mirrors.
Fruit carts.
I would clip so many fucking mirrors. But you know what? I would do that shit sober all the time too.
Okay.
And
so
when
that,
I did
yeah.
it when I did it drunk, I would feel terrible about it. And then when I did it sober, it's like, fuck you, asshole. You live in a city.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's cost to do a business. Fold your window.
COB, my bitch.
Fold your mirror in.
When we were truck
I'm
boys.
I'm busy driving.
That's right.
Don't
I
say
gotta,
it.
I gotta go
I'm
to an open mic. I gotta go to an open mic in pajamas. That was the area that you were in, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I continued wearing pajama pants for a long time.
That
you know,
was
you
a,
know
that
Adam
was
Sokol?
Style.
You know Adam Sokol and Nate Fritzen?
Yes.
Yeah,
the
Detroit,
Detroit guys?
Yeah.
So when I moved to New York, I met them years ago in Detroit for a festival.
Oh, yes, the one where you met...
at the Comedy Castle?
The one where you met fucking... what's his face? From
Dave
Full
Cooley,
House.
Dave
yes,
Cooley.
Yes, yes.
So I met them
cool.
like probably now, like 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, fuck, yeah, like 2009, so...
And they were pajama pants guys?
No. I was, and I was fucking loaded that whole week. And Adam one time was like, "Hey, whatever happened to that friend of yours, that drunk guy with the pajama pants?" And I was like, "That was me." And he was like, "No, there was like another guy that was real fucked up.
Everyone hated him."
Yeah. He just didn't realize that I was like, I was the same guy.
Wow. Because
he's met me one night at an open mic when I was wearing pajama pants, and I was
loaded.
That's
a compliment.
And then he saw me again, like at the club when I was sober, like just doing a normal set.
Right.
That means you've grown. You should celebrate that.
I'm not celebrating anything. See, that's the thing.
I'm celebrating
you and your people.
Dude,
they got too many goddamn holidays.
Did you atone? What did you atone for?
What did I atone for? I atoned for stealing that joke of Wham City's.
That's good.
I asked God for forgiveness.
What was that, Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur. I didn't fast. No.
Yeah, when Adam does, it's more like Bomb Kippur.
There you go.
There we go, boys.
You had a terrible set of funny bombs.
No, I didn't.
That's why we stopped recording them, is because...
Well, yeah, why don't we keep recording them?
You want to know the real reason?
Yes.
And I guess I probably should say it to people, because I feel like some of the premium subscribers may feel like they got cheated because I stopped releasing them. But the acoustics were kind of fucked up on some of them, and it would sound like comics were bombing.
Right.
And sometimes people just genuinely didn't have the best set that they could have.
Yeah.
And I always like did it where anyone could ask me to pull their set, and I would. But I talked to Lewis about it, and or a couple of other people, and like the input was generally like, you don't want to put people in a position
where they have to ask. We should just do the beginning then.
But then also you don't want to do the thing where it's like somebody thinks they did well and you just edit out their set and they're like, what was that for? And you're like, oh, you sucked at comedy.
Right.
So it's like,
no, but I'm saying, why don't we just do the beginning riff?
Oh, all right. I guess we could do that. Because a lot of times I repeat jokes from the previous show.
Who cares?
That's my issue, is that it just sucks that we have to have new material every 2 weeks.
Yeah, welcome to being a fucking
comedian. It's being
a comic.
It's fun.
That's not being a comic.
Yeah, it is, dude.
To have a new 10 minutes every 2 weeks.
I used to do a new 5 minutes every fucking week at the sidebar open mic.
That's a lot, dude. You were also drunk as shit.
And I was murdering. I was crushing.
You were doing well.
Oh, great.
Half the time you were doing well.
I used the power
the other time
of
you were
booze.
Drunk as shit. I had no idea what was going on.
Let's be honest, guys. A new 10 minutes every 2 weeks is a lot.
Of course, but you have fun. It's
not for
people
me.
Know you, dude.
Granted, I haven't written a
you
new
haven't
joke
done
in 2 years.
In fucking 6 months, dude.
I did
you
stand
had a nice
up,
set.
I did a good set.
They had a good set.
I covered all the topical stories you did, except I actually did bits about them.
I did
instead
bits
of just
too.
Going, Trump.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Like,
don't disparage me. Don't disparage
don't disparage the act. Don't disparage the act.
I won't disparage
some things are sacred. It's just the act.
Yeah. I wish I had a sacred talisman, you know, like some old little Chinese piece of wood that I wore around my neck.
You could get one.
People ask me about it. I'm like, yeah, it's an ancient Chinese thing, so don't fucking.
It's glowing.
Maybe like, you know, it's got a little shape on it.
Yeah.
Maybe like two S's interlocking.
Yeah.
I can just wear it around the train.
Yep.
You know, that would be cool.
There's four other guys
like
with the same necklace.
S's.
You put them together, you guys get superpowers and shit.
I love that, like, the New York Post wrote an article about that guy, and nobody asked him. Because I guarantee you, if you talk to that guy, and you're like, why are you wearing a swastika? He's like, I'm on my way to the ice cream place. my mama gave me money to go ice cream place. Just some fucking disabled. It's fucking New York. It's filled with insane people.
You're right.
I really doubt that that's, like, an actual Nazi.
I don't know, man. It could be.
I mean,
that was the weird thing about
strange
that
time,
about that
document,
that punk rock documentary, was that like it was
some
before
of them
punk rock
up,
got
yeah.
queer. So like they were like,
I got raped at an ice cream place. Secret Eddie gave me this necklace.
Secret Eddie.
Secret Eddie told me, don't tell anybody about getting raped at ice cream place. That me raping you is all secret. Wink. And if you're mad about
the horrific bit that we just
remember
did.
It's about a Nazi.
Yeah, you can say it. Yeah. If it's a retarded Nazi, you can make fun of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. He deserves to be punched.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
whoa, who said true. The... We didn't say... He just talks funny.
Yeah.
We didn't see, you know.
Oh, he's just wacky.
He's a wacky Nazi who got raped at an ice cream parlor.
Oh, yeah, but my point there was that he's a guy with a silly voice who loves ice cream.
Oh, sorry.
Not that he's intellectually
And
disabled.
Earlier also, when we did another thing, that I don't remember exactly what it was, they had silly voices.
Yeah.
I think stealing candy from them.